A revived Germany would dominate the European continent. This was Germany's historical role. It was the great industrial power of Europe, the great military power of Europe. Germany would come to this German empire, this Grossdeutsches Reich, would dominate all of continental Europe. The British Empire, for which Hitler had enormous respect, his inability to deal with the British in 1939-1940 was perplexing to him. Hitler believed that the British Empire should remain intact, that its global empire would be unchallenged, indeed that Germany and Britain had no real conflicting interests. I think there was also a racial dimension in this too, that he saw the British as part of sort of the racial kin of these Northern European Germanic Aryans. But Germany would dominate the continent. Great Britain would have its global empire, and Germany would be no threat to it. Across the Atlantic, the United States, Hitler believed, would be the great hegemonic power in the Western Hemisphere. The United States had its role to play in the international system in North and South America. Hitler believed that the United States, however, in the long run, was doomed. It was doomed because of the racial mixture of American society. This, he thought, in the long run, not in, maybe even in a matter of decades, but in the long run, the United States simply was racially doomed, that a state built on this multiracial basis simply could not, in the long run, sustain itself and play a significant role in world affairs. And finally, the fourth empire was the Japanese Empire, the Empire of the Rising Sun. It was to be the leading power in Asia. Hitler liked to think of the Japanese as the Aryans of the Orient. In his racial thinking, the Japanese were a martial people, not unlike the Germans, he believed. But I think one shouldn't make too much of Hitler's racial notions in this regard. Hitler, when he thought about these world empires or an international system dominated by these empires, there was a racial dimension to his thinking, as we've just seen with his thoughts about the United States. But mostly this was a kind of hard-headed geopolitical orientation to international politics. These four great empires would then operate in a kind of multipolar world. The position that Hitler foresaw for Germany was that of a superpower, not unlike that of the United States and the Soviet Union as they emerged from the Second World War. Hitler's discussions about and the sort of treatment of Hitler as this madman bent on world domination, I think, is... Hitler was not very good at drawing limits. This is certainly true. But he operated with the notion that there would be limits, that what Germany ought to be able to do was to intervene anywhere around the world, to dominate Europe, and then to be able to intervene anywhere around the world to assert itself and to achieve its interests in exactly the way that he would have seen the Soviet Union and the United States doing after the Second World War. All of this, of course, required not simply a revision of the terms of the Treaty of Versailles, it meant destroying this detested document arising from the Paris Peace Settlement. Hitler therefore began his political career his international political career in 1933, determined above all else to revise, indeed destroy, the Treaty of Versailles. Especially the military clauses of the treaty. Those had to be changed before any sort of ambitious foreign policy could be undertaken. His first act in the international arena, along with his concordat with the Vatican that we've talked about and its implication for domestic policy, was to withdraw Germany from a major international disarmament conference that was underway and sponsored by the League of Nations. The disarmament conference, German delegates were already present. Hitler at this disarmament conference would make a dramatic offer to the world community. Germany, he said, would utterly disarm, completely disarm, if France, Britain, the United States, Italy, and the other major powers would do the same. Since Germany had a military force of only 100,000 troops, this was an offer he knew very clearly was going to be refused, and indeed the French balked at entering into any sort of discussion on this basis. Hitler used this as, this was absolutely perfect for him.